Welcome back to Make It Personal. This is our listener question series where we take real questions from you and break them down clearly, simply, and personally. Because when it comes to money, the best answers are rarely one size fits all. Today's question comes from Nicole, and it's a great one. She asked, most people start with a traditional 401k for the tax break, but later those required withdrawals can push you into a higher tax bracket. So when does it make sense to stop contributing to a traditional 401k and shift towards a Roth? Nicole, excellent question. At the highest level, it comes down to this. Traditional 401k, tax break now, taxes later. Roth, taxes now, tax-free later. So the real question is, when do future taxes outweigh today's tax savings? And a good rule of thumb is this. If your current tax rate is lower than or similar to what you expected to be in retirement, that's often when Roth contributions start to make more sense. Required minimum distributions are RMDs at another layer. Because of recent changes, if you were born between 1951 and 1959, your RMDs start at 73. If you're born 1960 or later, your RMDs start at 75. These fourth withdrawals can increase taxable income later in life, which is where Roth dollars can really help. Now, here's the honest part. This isn't a universal answer because your income, savings, retirement timing, Social Security, pensions, and business income all matter. That's why this decision works best in a real conversation, not a generic rule. During our live session when this question was asked, someone asked AI the same question. Their response was fine, but it didn't fit the person asking. So I asked AI how to perform open heart surgery, and the response was basically this. I can explain this at a high level, but this is complex, high stakes work that requires a trained professional. That's a pretty good analogy for financial planning as well. AI can educate you. Content can guide you, but an advisor helps you apply it to your life. Nicole, thanks again for the great question. If you have one that you'd like us to answer on the show, please comment if you're able to on the platform you're watching or listening on, or send an email to makeitpersonal@mutualofomaha.com. And if you're ready to walk through what your plan could look like with guidance tailored specifically to you, connect with the Mutual of Omaha advisor. You can find us at www.makeitpersonalpodcast.com. Because it's your money, it's your plan, it's your future. Until next time, make it personal.
This podcast is for educational purposes only and may include references to concepts that have legal and/or tax implications. Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, Inc. does not provide tax or legal advice. Please consult with the appropriate professional regarding your personal situation prior to making any financial decisions. Strategies discussed may not be suitable for everyone. Securities and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Mutual of Omaha Advisors is a division of Mutual of Omaha Insurance Company.